Trading at Schwab is now powered by Ameritrade, giving you even more specialized support than ever before. Like access to the trade desk, our team of passionate traders ready to tackle anything from the most complex trading questions to a simple strategy gut check. Need assistance? No problem. Get 24/7 professional answers and live help and access support by phone, email, and in-platform chat. That's how Schwab is here for you to help you trade brilliantly. Learn more at schwab.com/trading.
Show me the science with Professor Luke O'Neill.
Hello, Luke O'Neill here, and welcome to Show Me the Science. Now, this week, I'm going to cover something that I've been asked to cover by a couple of people, actually. Again, requests have come in, of course, and you can email me on laoneill, with two L's, at tcd.ie. This request came in from a guy called John O'Reilly, but equally Tom, my wonderful producer, who I can see through the window, he recommended this as well. It's a time of year, I guess, it's highly relevant. This is the science of seasonal affective disorder and light therapy. Now, it's a good story, this one, because SAD is a very troubling condition that lots of people get. They get depressed in the winter as the light begins to fade. And guess what? Light therapy can relieve the depression. And it was always a bit controversial. Some of the data wasn't great. You know, some of the studies, as I'll explain, were badly done. But now, a big meta-analysis, which is the word we use when lots of studies are combined, concludes that it really works for a fair few people. So if you're suffering from SAD, and it is common, light therapy may be the answer for you. So that's what I'm going to tell you all about the science behind that. Now, first of all, what is this? It's called seasonal affective disorder. It was first reported as many as 50 years ago, especially in countries in the northern part of Europe. It was noticed that more people were going to their GP with depression in the wintertime, and that began to get recorded. And it's a form of depression. It can get very severe, and it happens in the winter. And then it gets relieved in the summer. Now that gives us a big clue, of course, as to what's going on. And that is to do with the light and the dim light. Our brains don't like that. And we can lapse into this state of depression. And it's quite common. 1 in 100 is the overall number, right? So that's 1%, I guess, of the population. But more importantly, 1 in 5 have a milder form. That involves fatigue, low mood, not necessarily turning into severe depression. 1 in 100 have very serious depression. 1 in 5 have depressive periods in the winter that they notice. It's 3 times more common in women, which is interesting. And in fact, depression is more common in women overall anyway. And that gets reflected in this too. And then what they've done is a very interesting kind of, you might call it epidemiology of it. And what that means is looking at populations and disease, in this case depression. What they notice is that in Florida, 1% of people have it, but it's 10% in Alaska. And overall in Ireland, guess what the number is? It's 7% in Ireland. So 7% of us will lapse into SAD in the winter time. So that's pretty common. And of course, the fact that it's lower in the southern part of Northern Europe, if you like, or the Northern Hemisphere rather, tells it has to be about light, because the light isn't quite as dim in Florida in the winter as it is in Alaska. So it's something to do with the light. At least that'll be your first assumption. But remember, assumptions can be wrong. It could have been the cold. It could have been other things. It could have been going indoors. There could have been other kind of reasons for this. But now all the evidence suggests, and it makes sense, that it would be the dimmer light is the problem. And as you move north, as everybody knows, the winters are much darker. And the further north you go, if you go to Tromsø in Norway, where I was in the depths of winter, the sun doesn't come up at all for a few weeks, you know. So obviously the further north you go, the darker the winter is. And you get more SAD as a result. Now, what's going on is the sunlight is very important for our circadian rhythms. Our bodies have these clocks built into them. They have roughly 24-hour cycle that we run through the day. Different hormones go up and down. You make enzymes to digest food at different times. And of course, the big thing is you fall asleep. That's the big thing. And sunlight regulates the clock. So if there's no sunlight or it's too dim, your body clock goes skew. And that's what's causing the problem, they think. And the evidence would be 2 particular substances in your body really go off kilter. One is called melatonin. Now, melatonin is made by your pineal gland in the evening, and it's the natural sleeping pill. So when you feel sleepy at night, it's because melatonin has gone up, and that tells your brain to fall asleep. Now, that gets disrupted. So that's the first thing. Sleep problems, of course, are a risk factor for depression anyway. And the melatonin goes all over the place because the clock isn't getting reset every day because of lack of sunlight. And the melatonin then loses its cycle because there's no sort of way to wind up the clock at the right time, is one way to think of it. So the melatonin gets dysregulated. The second thing, very interestingly, is a chemical called serotonin. that is also called 5-hydroxytryptamine. Now, that's a mood hormone, and that gets really disrupted as well. And a whole class of antidepressants, they're called SSRIs, that stands for selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. They boost serotonin and they are effective for some people with depression. And that's how we know serotonin is linked to depression. What those drugs actually do is they keep serotonin levels high in the brain and stop it getting taken up. The reuptake is the OR part of SSRIs, because your neurons, they release serotonin and then it gets reuptaken into the neuron. If you stop the reuptake, the serotonin levels persist a bit longer, and that brings relief, because low serotonin can be a risk factor for depression. Now, with this one, the circadian disruption disrupts the serotonin cycle as well. And that's why people are going into this depressive state, we think. Melatonin and serotonin go off kilter, and now your body goes into this depressed state. Now, remember, SSRIs can be used for depression, and they do give a bit of relief to SAD, because your body clock isn't regulating serotonin anymore. Take a tablet and that boosts the serotonin. That's been dysregulated, and that seems to work in a certain percent of people with SAD. They will go on SSRIs. And a very important message overall, remember, if anybody is suffering from depression, go and see your GP, because there are treatments that help, you know, and it's so common. And there's been a stigma around this, but it's very, very common, and people shouldn't be scared of it. And just SSRIs do work, and especially with this group of people with SAD, it seems to work a bit, right? That's quite useful. It doesn't work in everybody, as I've explained, but still, it is an option, because serotonin is dysregulated. Now, another thing to mention is, why does it happen anyway? It seems like a very disadvantageous thing. And you can imagine back in the Stone Age, to be depressed in winter would put you at risk, maybe, of attack. They think it's like a type of hibernation, interestingly. Now, humans don't hibernate. At least some of my friends do, but it's rare enough in humans to hibernate. But some animals do, as you probably know. Bats and frogs and hedgehogs, they all hibernate. They go into a torpor. They have long sleeps through the winter. They snuggle down somewhere and then reawaken in the spring. Their heart rate slows, you know, their body temperature might drop. Now, we humans don't do that, but the fatigue, sort of social withdrawal part of SAD, maybe that's a type of hibernation that evolved. Because in winter, you're at risk if you're outdoors from the cold. Food is scarcer, so you got to take things much easier and not burn as many calories. So maybe it evolved in a way to survive the winter. But the trouble is, some people have a severe form. And that's the case with most diseases, remember. There's always a spectrum of symptomology. And we all probably feel a bit down in the winter and a bit fatigued. It's a natural thing to be. But some people, it gets worse for them, sadly. And you get much more severe consequences of this. And of course, in winter, those of us who do feel a bit low, you can't be sitting around the fire and having a hot toddy or whatever. Whatever it takes to keep yourself going through the winter months is fine. It's natural to feel a bit tired and lethargic, I suppose, and snuggle in under the duvet, you know. So we are kind of semi-hibernating, I suppose. But they reckon that's why it might have evolved, to protect you during the winter and decrease the risk of various things happening. And as I say, staying indoors and avoiding going outdoors in the cold and conserving fuel is one idea. So it's a type of hibernation, probably, that gets more severe in some people. Now, if it's all about that, how can we help? And would providing a light source help? That became the obvious thing to try. And light therapy, as it's called, has been studied for over 20 years now. And you can buy devices. If you go into your local hardware stores, you'll see light devices. And the question is, do they work? The trouble is, these studies were very hard to do originally. Like, what do? Do you expose 100 people to the light therapy and another 100 not? They may go outdoors and get natural sunlight, and that would disrupt the trial, you know. So it was difficult to prove that light therapy worked. But in spite of that, there is now this big analysis of 21 different studies. And the bottom line is, it's worked. And in particular, there was between a 60 and 90% response. That's people reporting relief if they used light therapy daily. So, you know, more than 60, 70, 80% of people with SAD who had light therapy said that they felt their symptoms were relieved by it. And that was great, you know. Another study, 11 separate studies as well, that's how good the science is, over 850 people. And again, that concluded that light therapy was beneficial. And that study was interesting because they kind of did it properly. They'd light therapy, they had a red light, which was a control light, and then they also had antidepressants with and without the light therapy. So it's quite a complicated study, but they were able to show a beneficial effect. And that study pinned down the best protocol. And what that study concluded was 30 minutes a day with a light source that had a strength of 10,000 lux. Now, this is extremely important because you want to have the lux. That's how intense the light is. And it can't be too strong because that might be damaging. But the truth is you need that kind of level of lux. Now, lux is how we measure the strength of light. Moonlight is one lux. Very low, right? Regular lighting in the studio here or in your house is only 300 lux. And that's not sufficient. If you're indoors all the time with the light on, that's insufficient to give you enough light to prevent SAD from happening. It looks like you need around that 10,000 lux. Now, if you go outdoors in the winter and the sun is shining, it can reach 20,000 lux. In summer, it's 100,000. But that 20,000 lux in the depths of winter on a sunny day is sufficient for us to set our body clocks. So remember, one great thing to do would be when the sun comes out, get outdoors, even in the winter, because that number of lux will help set the body clock. And that makes sense, of course, doesn't it? But now we have the machines. You can buy them, look in the box, make sure it's 10,000 lux. That's the message here. And the Mayo Clinic, a very eminent medical research organisation in the US, now gives a strong recommendation. It says get a light box. There's loads of them for sale. Make sure it's 10,000 lux. Stick it on for a minimum of 20 minutes. Try and use it within 1 hour of waking up, because that will set your body clock upon waking. You can turn it on. You don't need to sit in front of it. You can have it on and be working or reading or whatever it is. Don't get closer than 40 centimetres, because then it might have untoward effects, and then it will probably work, as I say, maybe 90% response rate. There's a few things to watch out for. If you've got any kind of skin sensitivity or any eye problems like cataracts or certain meds, that can sensitise you to light, so you've got to be careful. And they don't recommend it for certain people. So if you're a bit concerned, you might check with your GP if you should use it or not. But the vast majority of people, it's perfectly safe to do this, and that really helps. So it doesn't take that long, you know, a few minutes every day. Turn on the light source in the depths of winter, the 10,000 lux, and your brain thinks it's the sun, and set your body clock, and your melatonin and your serotonin are normalized, and you go about your business, and that will prevent you developing SAD, is the overall idea. And I thought it was very impressive that the Mayo Clinic in particular, because they're very eminent, they wouldn't be making this recommendation unless they felt it could really make a difference. And the devices aren't that expensive, by the way. You don't need to get a posh one. You can get really nice ones, of course. But make sure 10,000 lux is on the box as the strength of the light. And every morning, turn it on. Say, within an hour of waking up, around 20 minutes is all you need to do, right? And if you do that every day, it does take a few days to kick in. Some of the studies have shown that you don't get instant relief. It can take 5, 6, 7 days before people begin to report benefits. And if you do combine it with antidepressants, it works even better. So remember that if you do really feel bad with SAD, get an SSRI and do use light therapy, and you'll probably see a great benefit and get relief from the symptoms of seasonal affective disorder. And even though it mightn't feel like it, always remember spring will come, the winter will pass, and try and enjoy the darker months as best you can, and then wonderful spring will come around again, and then we're back in business, aren't we? But in the meantime, if you need to and you have SAD, don't be too reluctant to adopt light therapy as a possible way to bring relief to your symptoms. So there you have it, the science of seasonal affective disorder and light therapy. And thanks as ever for listening, and my podcast is a News Talk production and is available every Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.
¿Buscas las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's? ¡Estás justo a tiempo! Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. ¿Estás pensando ya en poner luces navideñas? Aprovecha ahorros de hasta 50% en escaleras selectas. Precios de Black Friday sin las filas de Black Friday. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta el 11/19. Selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.